From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A powerful storm that generated heavy rains and up to 70-mile-per-hour winds in the northeastern U.S. this weekend is now pushing into New England. The storm is blamed for at least 3 deaths and widespread power outages. One person was killed, 3 others injured in Connecticut alone. Utility crews are still working to restore power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses, the bulk of them in the New York City area and in New Jersey. The storm also disrupted rail and air service, stranding passengers for several hours. Tens of thousands of red-shirted protesters are flooding Thailand's capital, Bangkok, demanding the resignation of the current government and new elections. NPR's Michael Sullivan in Bangkok says thousands more protesters are expected in the streets by nightfall.
The protesters are supporters of deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. They claim the current government came to power illegitimately more than a year ago with the support of the Thai military and other elements of Thailand's traditional political elite. Former Prime Minister Thaksin, democratically elected 3 times before his 2006 ouster by the military, remains wildly popular among the rural and urban poor, and protest leaders say they will give the government until noon on Monday to resign and agree to new elections. Organizers are also threatening to expand their demonstrations, effectively paralyzing the city if their demands are not met. There is a heavy security presence in and around the capital, where the streets seem quieter than usual. With many people staying home amid fears of violence, none has been reported so far. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
Authorities in Japan are saying today no reports of casualties or damage from a powerful earthquake that rocked the country's main island. As Lucy Kraft reports, earthquakes large and small are a daily event in Japan.
Japan is one of the most earthquake-prone countries on Earth. This most recent quake, measuring 6.6 in magnitude and hitting just off the coast of northern Japan, was the second strong earthquake to hit the main island in less than 24 hours. Buildings shook in Tokyo, and the quake forced authorities to halt one bullet train line, but no damage was reported and no tsunami warning was issued. Japan has spent billions of dollars on the world's most elaborate early warning system, with 1,000 seismic stations blanketing the country. Residents can be alerted within seconds after a tremor is detected, as they were today. Tokyo is expected to be hit by a massive earthquake sometime this century. For NPR News, I'm Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
A search is underway in British Columbia for victims of an avalanche who may still be buried under the snow. Authorities confirmed 3 deaths and at least a dozen injuries. The avalanche struck yesterday afternoon during a snowmobile competition near Revelstoke. Royal Canadian Mounted Police say as many as 200 people may have been on the slopes of Boulder Mountain when a large mass of snow came crashing down. This is NPR News. A senior White House advisor says he is confident about a health care bill's chances of passing Congress. David Axelrod tells CNN State of the Union that lawmakers know they cannot turn their backs on a basic public need.
70 to 80% of people in this country say we need health reform because they're living it every day. The small businesses and people who don't get it through the job, health insurance, who can't get it, people who are being abused by their health insurance companies, they need health insurance reform.
But Republicans argue President Obama's plan is way too costly and raises too many concerns to be pushed through Congress this year. The United Nations Refugee Agency, that is, warns that fighting in Somalia between government forces and Islamist militants is endangering tens of thousands of civilians. Lisa Schlein reports the UN agency says the violence is relentless and indiscriminate.
The UN Refugee Agency estimates more than 100,000 Somali civilians have been forced to flee their homes since the beginning of the year. Spokesman Andre Mahecic says the latest fighting between the government forces and the Al-Shabaab militia is centered in northern Mogadishu.
We are especially concerned about the safety and well-being of some 8,300 people who, without any means to get out of Mogadishu, remain displaced within the capital.
Mahecic notes thousands of others who have managed to flee are living in overcrowded makeshift settlements about 20 miles west of the capital. He says the dangerous situation is making it extremely difficult for aid agencies to reach people in need. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Indian police say they foiled a terrorist plot in Mumbai. 2 men have been arrested. This is NPR News.